And welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The First Inning. And we are live back again, and we're going to talk about the championship series, American League and National League. I got the Peretero with me, and we're going to talk some baseball, man. So man, did you see them games the other day? Yesterday and the other day?
Yeah, I've been watching the games. Like, you know, I work at, the first few innings, but, you know, not the whole thing, but, you know, the first few.
Well, Arizona won yesterday's game on a walk-off.
Oh, yeah, I saw that against Craig Kimbrell.
That was amazing, man. And on the other side, they have Matt Scherzer pitching for the first time. And he didn't do too well in the playoffs against Houston. And he got blasted in the first inning. No, third inning, I think it was. Something crazy like that. But he lost that game. So now Houston has won two games in a row now. And they tied the series 2-2 against the Rangers.
Yeah, and the game is on right now, I believe.
Yeah, which is crazy. Let me see if I can put it on the game thingamajig. But, man, it has been some great baseball, though, man.
I don't think you should put it on where, like, people could see it, because then you could get copyrighted.
Oh, no, I have the game day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just shows the pitches and stuff like that. And right now, let me see. Come on. What's the score? So right now, you got Astros and Rangers. And you better hope the Rangers are winning. Well, it's 0-0 in the top of the first right now.
Yeah, it just started.
It just started. So we better hope Texas win this game, man, because if not, they'll be one game away from winning the championship to go to the World Series. That'd be crazy. You know, first pitch was at 5:07, and Altuve grounded out, and Marcelo Dublon grounded that out too. So they already got two outs in the top of the first. And pitching is Jordan Montgomery for Texas, and who's pitching for? It must be that guy again. I forget his name. Oh, Verlander is pitching for Houston.
Oh, wow.
But Verlander hasn't been pitching that well, so they probably get blasted again.
That's true.
You know, sucks though, but they got to get that together. Verlander might be on his way out, man. He's not pitching like he used to pitch.
Well, he's older now.
Yeah, him and Matt Scherzer, too. They're not pitching the way they're supposed to be pitching.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's crazy, man. But you know, they're going to have to get it together. We can get into some baseball news. Let me see what I got here. Like we did speak about last episode, we spoke about Yuki Matsui.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid is a closer. And he's only played as a closer. And nobody's talking about him either. Nobody in sports radio or anybody. And he's just one other Japanese kid that is up for auction from the Japanese league. And his numbers are damn pretty good. For he played 10 seasons in Japan and got over 200 saves and stuff like that. So...
I forgot to look him up when you told me to, so I'm
I wonder if they're even interested in that thing, but they say the Yankees are highly interested in this kid.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Another rumor that's going around that the Yankees are interested in Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing that rumor since the since the season, but who knows about that?
Yeah, I don't think the Yankees are gonna get him, to be honest. I don't see. I mean, he'll be a great player here. I hope so, but I just don't see the Yankees doing anything like that because they don't want to give up anybody for him either. You know, yeah. And plus they don't want to go past the threshold.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, you know, are the Yankees really gonna open up the checkbook and pay these people because they need a whole lot of other players too, other than Juan Soto.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is crazy, man. Another one is this guy, Haiyoung Jinru, whatever his name is. The guy from Toronto. His contract.
He's gonna be a free agent?
Yeah, he's a free agent now, but I mean, he's old. He doesn't pitch that well, but he's the type of guy that you can have in your pitching rotation and get you down through the season. You know?
Oh, I don't know about him. He doesn't seem like he's like that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put no money into this guy, but the Yankees are looking into him too. So, he signed a 4-year, $80 million contract with the Blue Jays ahead of the 2020 season. And,
I remember.
But, last, let me see, he finished third for AL Cy Young. But his ERA ended up being 4.37 and 31 starts. And he got injury. He needed Tommy John surgery last summer. And he made only 17 starts in 2022 and 2023. And he was serviceable upon his return, rejoining the Blue Jays rotation for August and September, but he underlying numbers were worrisome. 17% strikeout rate, a 4.70 ERA, and he failed to make the roster of the American League Wild Card Series. So yeah, he's not that good.
Yeah, that's kind of. Alex Bregman went deep just now.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That sucks. Alright. They're going to go 3 up now. Hopefully the Rangers could continue to win.
It's just 1-0 though.
Yeah, top of the first.
Yeah.
But let's see if they can get out.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Rangers could come back and score again. But now, they got what? Tyler Wells. He lost his job from the Orioles pitching rotation this summer. And he optioned just ahead of the trade deadline. And he's transitioned to a relief role at AAA. About 8 weeks later, the towering right-hander earned a callback to the big leagues, where he made 4 scoreless appearances, but the Orioles out of the Orioles bullpen, but made 3 scoreless appearances in playoffs, taking the mound in all 3 of Baltimore American League Division Series games. Yet, in spite of the success of out the pen, the Orioles are expecting Wells to rejoin the starting rotation in 2024, according to Rich Dubroff of BaltimoreBaseball.com. That's another one in lingo.
Yeah.
Tyler Wells. We don't know if he's going back or not, but that's another guy they could look at too. But these guys are all accident prone.
Yeah, that's true.
The last rumor is the Yankees are suggesting that they're looking to trade Gabe Torres.
Oh, yeah, that one I heard.
And they're not going to trade away Oswald Peraza. So he might be the next second baseman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He might be the next second baseman, and they'll have LeMahieu on third base and Anthony Rizzo on first.
Yeah,
And
I think that's what the plan might be.
Volpe on shortstop. So who they're gonna trade Gabriel Torres for is beyond me.
Yeah.
We don't know what they're gonna do or what they're thinking.
Who knows with the Yankees?
Because the Yankees only have one more year with Torres.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be
A free
a free
agent.
agent.
Yeah, so they might as well get rid of him now while he's still worth something.
Yeah.
For real. Let me check the internet. But it's crazy, man.
Yeah, for real.
I don't know what it's still. There still hasn't been no press conference about the Yankee system or anything.
Yeah, well, I expected everything to be the same.
You know, from what it looks like is with the Yankees, they're probably gonna do nothing.
Yeah, right? Nothing.
They're probably gonna do nothing. I don't see them. I don't really see them going after Cody Bellinger. I don't really see them getting that Japanese guy.
Yeah.
I just see them re-signing Montas, Frankie Montas. And they're gonna need a left fielder though.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm
Who
saying?
knows who that's gonna be for, you know.
Hopefully, the audio, you can hear us on the audio and the
No,
YouTube.
I don't hear anything.
I just fixed it now.
Hopefully,
All right, it's back on.
the audio, you can hear us on the audio and the YouTube.
See, sometimes the thing messes up. I have no idea why, but it just does. But the full episode would be on Spotify if anybody has missed it. But this is where we're gonna be at. We just spoke about the championship series and how great the games were. We got the we're watching game four now. No, game five of the American League Championship Series. And this is the Houston versus Texas. And already Alex Bregman already got a damn home run.
Yeah.
So the Texas Rangers are gonna have a lot of work to do, man.
For real.
I think they did the same that the Astros were down two games last year and did the same thing and came back to win. To go to
Yeah, that's crazy.
the championship, which is
Yeah.
already wild. You see, this is live. It should be live. Anyway, but Verlander, he's probably gonna get one, two, threes outs, but you already know Verlander can mess up at any point, so
Yeah, that's true.
know, shit. So let's see what happens with this game. Also, if you guys didn't know, the finalists for the Gold Glove Awards. Hold on a minute, let me tell you who they are. Gotta get to Rollins. Hold on a minute. And they're gonna be announced November 5th on ESPN. So here they are, the
That's when
Mariners.
it's gonna be? Yeah, next month. It's everything.
Yeah, November 5th. So, American League finalist. You have for catching, Johan Heim, Adriano Kirk, Ali Rutschman. Now, first base is Nathan Lowe, Ryan Mountcastle, Anthony Rizzo. Second base is Marcelo Dublin, Andres Guzmans, Marcus Semien. Third base is Alex Bregman, Matt Chapman, Jose Ramirez. Shortstop is Carlos Correa, Corey Seager, Anthony Volpe. Left field, you got Austin Hayes, Stephen Kwan, Dalton Varsho. Center field, you have Kevin Kiermaier, Luis Robert Jr., Julio Rodriguez. Right field, you got Adolis Garcia, Kyle Tucker, Alex Verdugo. And pitching, you have Jose Burrow, Sonny Gray, Pablo Lopez. And utility men, you got Taylor Wells, Zach McKenzie, and Mauricio Dublin. He got it on twice. Yeah, second base and utility. Wow. That dude. So, and then the hopefully I really want Anthony Volpe to get it.
Yeah, true, me too. I wanted to get it.
That'll be nice. And National League, you only got one Met. So you got catching, Patrick Bailey, Gabriel Marno, JT Realmuto, Freddie Freeman, first base, Carlos Santana, Christian Walker, second base, Nico Hurt. Horner, Haesin Kim, Bryson Scott. Third base is Key Brian Hayes, Ryan McCann, Austin Riley. Shortstop, Francisco Lindor, Dansby Swanson, and Ezekiel Tovar. Now left field, you got Ian Happ, David Peralta, Eddie Rosario. Center field, Brandon Dole, Michael Harris, Alex Thomas. Right field, Mookie Betts, Fernando Tatis, Lane Thomas. Pitching, Jesus Luzardo, Tajan Walker, Zach Wheeler. And utility, you have Mookie Betts again, Tommy Edman, and Ha Seong Kim from San Diego. They got a lot of big names in National League, though, I'll tell you that much. American League, man, not too many big names, but they are big names. Hopefully, Anthony Volpe could get a one at a shortstop for it.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think Anthony Volpe, I think he did better than Corey Seager though, and I don't know about Carlos Correa though, but he might be
Think I
in.
looked at the numbers. His numbers were more better at shortstop this year than Correa.
So it's a possibility that Volpe could win his first one. That'll be huge. Well, those things are gonna happen on November 5th, and it'll be nice. I don't think Anthony Rizzo is gonna win it because he didn't play the full season.
Oh yeah, he's not gonna win.
He didn't play the full season. He got hurt in July and didn't play August and September, so he might be. I mean, he's nominated, but I don't think he's gonna win it though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Let me see. Volpe's trending too. And you know, a lot of people don't even like Anthony Volpe. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people want him traded. They don't want him anymore. Sick. Everybody wants him to move to second base, but I think Volpe is going to be at shortstop for a very long time.
Yeah, I believe so too. I don't see him going anywhere.
Before, they were like, he couldn't even play shortstop. Now they flip-flopping about how his instincts could make him an even better shortstop down the road. He had a few rough patches in his first season, but should improve as he moves along. Oh, here we go. Well, Anthony Volpe has played more games than Carlos Correa and Corey Seager. Anthony Volpe.
Yeah, see, bro, that's what I mean. Like, I think he'll win, bro. He'll win the Cy Young. I mean, not the Cy Young, but Gold Glove at shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, he played 157 games. Carlos Correa played 135, and Corey Seager played 112.
Yeah.
I mean, his DRS, I don't know what that means. DRS is 16, and Correa is -3, and Seager is 5. And his OAA, whatever that means, is 1. Correa is -1, and Seager is -2.
Yeah, that's the stats I was looking at.
So, he has a strong possibility of whatever that is to win the Gold Glove.
Yeah. Which, yeah, for real. I think he'll win it though. I guarantee he'll win it.
Yeah, I think he's a good candidate for it. I mean, he's been doing well, man. I mean, we haven't had a shortstop like that since Derek Jeter.
Yeah, for real.
You know, and Didi Gregorius, he didn't steal no bases and none of that. And this kid stole 20 bases and hit 20 home runs.
Yeah, that's true. He definitely
does. He's in the 2020 club, as they say.
Yep. Yeah. I think he would have more stolen bases, though.
Let me see. Well, he got 24 stolen bases, 21 home runs. And, wow, a lot of people are much better. Let me see here. I think they should get rid of Anthony Rizzo too.
Yeah, maybe it's time.
They should trade him away.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, they should probably get rid of pieces this off season. You know, because you know, I feel like. I feel like, you shouldn't run the same team back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they shouldn't do that at all, to be honest. They're never going to win with this team. Not like that.
Yeah.
Let me see. And then we got this game going on. So now they're in the bottom of the second. And Texas still don't even have a hit against Verlander.
Yeah, I really thought this was going to be like a sweep or something. And now Houston is making it interesting.
Well, they could go three games now and put Texas on the brink of going home after this game, depending on this game now.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, man, it's crazy how this is going.
Yeah.
Let me see what we got here. Yeah, that's true. They look like a whole new baseball team going into they park over there, Arlington. And it seems like Houston plays better on the road too.
Oh yeah, that's they have the best record in the league this year on the road.
It seems like they always. It's like they always good like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Everybody's showing their big postseason hits. And Alex Bregman, that home run that he hit, that was his 18th time hitting a home run in the postseason.
Damn, that's crazy.
Off of Montgomery.
You see all the success they have, and look at the success we don't have. You know what I mean?
Hey, if we can't beat Houston, we ain't never gonna win a championship.
Yeah, and I was they were saying on the broadcast the other day that they said when hitters come to Houston, they tell them to put the ball in play and not to strike out. You see how the philosophy is different?
Yeah. That's
and
like...
Over here, they tell them to put the ball in play and not to strike out. And, yeah, just put the ball in play. No need to hit home runs. Just put it in play. See what I mean?
That's like the whole thing with Jordan Montgomery. They said that he wasn't good enough to play in the postseason. Now he's playing in the postseason. And now because he had one good game against the Astros, all the Yankee fans want him back. But right now he's struggling. He's not very good if he was playing now. Jordan Montgomery gives up a home run to Alex Bregman in the first inning. So, yeah, how good is he? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just...
He had one good game.
I mean, it's just one run.
Yeah, but hopefully he could turn it around because Yankee fans think that he's the gift from God now because he had one good game.
I mean, no, he's been dominant the whole postseason this year.
Yeah, he's been getting lucky. But let's see now, man, against the Astros. Because right now, well, right now, he got another scoreless inning. Let's see what happens in the top of the third now with Montgomery. Hopefully, he doesn't give up anything.
I mean, if it's just one run, you can't say it's a bad game, though. Like, you know, it's like the I'll accept it like three runs or fewer. Then you know, if it's over three runs, yeah, then it's a bad game. But you know,
and the crazy part is too that the historical part about it is that it's the first time that Houston actually plays the Rangers in the championship series.
Yeah. Oh, wow, for real?
or in postseason, whatever. This is the first time in history where all the games of the American League Championship Series will be played in Texas.
Oh, yeah, because what's it called? The Astros, they used to be in the National League.
Yeah. So it's all historical at this point in
Yeah.
time. So I don't know what they call it, the Battle of the Highways or something, 'cause we have the Subway Series and all that.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it over there. Let's see what they do now. But yeah, I'm gonna end it now, 'cause we ran out of stuff here. Arizona Diamondbacks versus Texas Rangers in the World Series. That would be nice. But I don't know if the Phillies, if they can even beat the Phillies now. But they
Yeah.
did, but they did win a game to make it 3-2. I mean 1-3. 1-2 against Philly in the damn standings. But yeah, I'm gonna end it here. I'm
All right.
gonna play this new game that I just got.
That's cool.
Yeah, Mario Wonder. You ever heard of it? Mario Wonder. It's a new
No,
Mario
I
game.
never heard of it.
Yo, you gotta get Nintendo Switch, man.
Yeah.
I'm working on a PlayStation now. I gotta get a PlayStation. Maybe next year I'll get one.
PlayStation 5?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I've been wanting to get it, but I haven't gone to get it. It's
Yeah,
one
get it
of
on due time.
those things. But yeah, it's raining outside. It's crazy. Oh, I got my new Hess truck in the mail.
Oh wait, yeah, what's the car? Oh wait, oh yeah.
Don't know if anybody's into Hess trucks.
I've collected it before. Oh wait, what's the car? They're already available, right?
Yeah, it's the first ever police truck. This year's the police truck. I even got the 90th anniversary one that came out last month too, and that's a boat. Pretty cool, man. I collect them. I've been collecting them every year so far. Some I've lost, but I got all the way from 2019. So
I've been collecting them since like 2007, 2008, I think.
yeah, I like them, man. I like to have them. I put them under the tree for the Christmas tree.
Yeah. What's it called? How long you been collecting yours, like since how far back?
Well, I've been getting them as a kid,
Oh wow.
but like through the years, I've lost them. You know what I mean? But
Damn.
for right now, I have the ones from 2019 and on.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah, I lost some moving, and my mother threw some away. Crazy.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know? So, but
Yeah.
anyway, I have them, getting them back little by little.
Yeah, that's good.
And then before I go, plus I build RC cars too. So you gotta get into the world of RCing, man.
Yeah, little by little, man.
You know, I'm building a boat actually to drive in the water. But that shit's
Oh.
taking forever.
Yeah, you should actually do video You should do a video one day, like, you know,
I got
you
I have
building them.
yeah I have one built already, but I haven't taken it out to the water because it's been raining every damn weekend.
Oh yeah, that's true. Ever since going back, like, if you remember back into like August or something, like when we was going to the games, it's been raining ever since then.
Yeah, man, it rained all of July. You know, so I never got to take out that boat to the thing. I only sailed one time with my other RC boat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Oh, and guess what? It's going to be rainy next Saturday, too.
Wow, it's going to be 8 weekends in a row, then. This is 7 already.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. It does. It's wild, man.
Yeah, I bet you it's going to continue, like, through. Who knows how long.
Oh God, it's gonna turn into snow next. That's what we don't want. But anyway, let me let everybody go. Thank you for watching and listening. Like, share, subscribe.